You're listening to SBS News.
U.S. President Donald Trump says U.S. forces have seized what he describes as the largest oil tanker ever intercepted off Venezuela's coast, part of an expanding American campaign targeting vessels alleged to support Nicolas Maduro's government or transport illicit cargo. The operation, involving the U.S. Coast Guard and Navy, marks a significant escalation. Mr. Trump says the seizure of the tanker is not the only new development.
As you probably know, we've just seized a tanker on the coast of Venezuela, a large tanker, very large, largest one ever seized, actually. And other things are happening, so you'll be seeing that later, and you'll be talking about that later with some other people.
U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi, in a statement on social media, says the tanker was being used to transport sanctioned oil from Venezuela and Iran.
For multiple years, the oil tanker has been sanctioned by the United States due to its involvement in an illicit oil shipping network supporting foreign terrorist organizations. This seizure, completed off the coast of Venezuela, was conducted safely and securely, and our investigation alongside the Department of Homeland Security to prevent the transport of sanctioned oil continues.
The Trump administration has repeatedly threatened a ground operation in Venezuela as part of its campaign against drug trafficking, deploying roughly 15,000 U.S. troops and over a dozen naval vessels to the Caribbean. It is also carrying out deadly strikes on boats it says are used for drug smuggling. Venezuela rejects the justification, accusing Washington of seeking control of its vast oil reserves. The escalation coincided with opposition leader Maria Corina Machado's scheduled appearance in Oslo, Norway, to receive the Nobel Peace Prize. A prominent critic of President Maduro, she has spent more than a year in hiding to avoid detention. Analysts say the heightened U.S. activity and the risk of reprisals inside Venezuela may have complicated her journey. She ultimately missed the ceremony with her daughter, Ana Corina Sosa Machado, accepting the award on her behalf.
This prize carries profound meaning. It reminds the world that democracy is essential to peace. And more than anything, what we Venezuelans can offer the world is the lesson forged through this long and difficult journey, that to have democracy, we must be willing to fight for freedom. And freedom is a choice that must be renewed every day, measured by our willingness and our courage to defend it.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee says Ms. Machado was selected for her commitment to nonviolent democratic change. Chair Jørgen Vatne Fridnes told The Gathering that Venezuelans had shown extraordinary resilience under mounting repression.
Amid this darkness, we find Venezuelans who have refused to give up, those who keep the flame of democracy alive, who never yield despite the enormous personal costs. They remind us continually of what is at stake.
Ms. Machado released an audio message explaining her absence.
First of all, on behalf of the Venezuelan people, once again, I want to thank the Norwegian Nobel Committee for this immense recognition to the fight of our people for democracy and freedom. We feel very emotional and very honored, and that's why I'm very sad and very sorry to tell you that I won't be able to arrive in time for the ceremony. But I will be in Oslo and on my way to Oslo right now. So thank you very much, and I'll see you very soon.
Inside Venezuela, the Nobel Award has been met with a mixture of hope, skepticism, and anger, reactions shaped not only by years of political hardship, but also by the latest U.S. action offshore. Teacher Jose Murillo says people expect the prize to have consequences, but no one knows which direction events may turn.
From what I've heard, People have expectations of what will happen, of what will come from the fact that Maria Corina receives or does not receive the prize. That's the main thing now. But from what I felt from my workmates and family is uncertainty of what will happen next.
Retiree René Condé rejected the prize outright.
A person who promotes a war against a country shouldn't receive a Nobel Peace Prize. She shouldn't.
Ms. Machado remains under threat of arrest, and prosecutors loyal to President Maduro have warned she could be treated as a fugitive for leaving the country. Back in Oslo, supporters held a torchlight procession in her honor. Many, like Jamon Diaz, said the award shines a global spotlight on a struggle they feel has been ignored for too long.
I want a free Venezuela, and being able to take part in this march is a demonstration that we want the return of freedom in a peaceful way. And this gives visibility to the struggle that we Venezuelans are waging against the regime.
And Melanie Freitas marched in honor of her imprisoned brother.
I'm here to celebrate this historic day for my country and in honor of the political prisoners, especially my brother, José Freitas, who is a political prisoner in Venezuela.
President Maduro, meanwhile, dismissed the Nobel ceremony outright, mocking demonstrators in Oslo.
No blood for oil. No war. No blood for oil. Thank you very much, Oslo. Thank you very much, Noruega.
They even put up posters all over the city saying no to the bloody Nobel. I do not know what they mean because I do not get involved in those issues. I have a lot of work.
No sé de qué hablan porque yo en esos temas no me meto. Tengo mucho trabajo.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.